Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Once Upon a Crescent. This is season 7 with your host and storyteller, Mrs. Hashmi. This podcast show is especially about kids like you. My dear Muslim kid listeners, you are incredibly special to me because if you think about it, I am a part of your imagination. While I'm telling the story, you are imagining it. Now that's really special. Let's get started. Where's that imagination button that I have to push to start this episode? Oh, there it is.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Today's story is called Make Safe for Palestine.
Jummah time was fast approaching. Humaira and Zainab hurried their pace to head to the masjid with their Baba. There were tons of community members arriving to this lovely masjid. Humaira and Zainab looked around to try to pick out all the differences of this masjid from the masjid that they usually go to at home in Washington. Humaira exclaimed to her sister, "Zainab, we don't have these trees in Washington. They're only in Botswana." Zainab was too busy admiring the large masjid courtyard to take note of the trees surrounding her. The girls loved coming to the masjids here in Botswana. Botswana is a country located in southern Africa. Whenever they would visit this part of the world, it always felt like one big adventure. Anytime they would go out, it felt like a fun day of exploration in a different country. But for everyone else there, it was just a regular Jum'ah day at the masjid. Humaira and Zainab continued to look around and soak up the new environment, smiling to people who crossed their paths. The girls entered their masjid with the right foot forward with their father.
Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma ftahli abwaba rahmatik.
Baba recited the dua for entering the masjid and then immediately spotted some familiar faces. Nana and Dada both greeted at once.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
The girls' grandparents were already at the masjid. Each grandfather took one girl and picked them up in their arms.
"Welcome to the beautiful masjid of Botswana,"
Nana said playfully to Humaira.
"Welcome to the beautiful masjid of Botswana."
And Dada said playfully to Zainab,
"We will be standing there in the front row for Jummah. After Salah, I will meet you in the masjid courtyard to buy some things from the bake sale,"
Dada informed the girls. Humaira's eyes lit up. "Oh, bake sale! I love bake sales! Baba, let's buy something to take for Mama, Nani, and Daddy too." Baba nodded and signaled for the girls to come along. The girls sat quietly following the masjid rules during Jum'ah.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره.
They did not talk during the khutbah. Humaira listened as the khatib shared one final hadith before ending the Jummah khutbah.
"The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the likeness of the believers in their mutual love, mercy and compassion is that of the body. When one part of it is in pain, the rest of the body joins it in restlessness and fever."
Humaira wondered what this meant. She decided she would ask Baba later.
"Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim."
After Salah and Dua, Nana and Dada made their way to the girls. They hugged them and exclaimed,
"Mashallah, you both are getting so big. I can't believe you are big enough to come for Jummah with your Baba and be so perfectly quiet during the khutbah. Let's go see the bake sale together,"
Humaira exclaimed. "Oh yes, Nana, Can we see if there are any non-spicy samosas?
Nana, can we check at the baked olive's pancakes?
The girls exited the masjid with their Nana and Dada. Humaira and Zainab were looking for very specific items at this bake sale. They approached the large table that had a big sign that read, "Bake Sale for Palestine. All proceeds go for relief efforts." Humaira tugged Dada and asked, "What does this sign mean, Dada?" Dada smiled.
"Whatever money is collected at this bake sale will be taken and donated to Palestine. The people there are going through a very hard time. We live so far away, but we still feel the pain of our brothers and sisters who are injured there. We want to help make their lives easier by trying to send supplies and food."
Humaira was jolted with a thought. She made a connection to the khutbah and asked, "Is this what the imam was saying in the khutbah?" Nana joined in the conversation and nodded.
"Yes. When our Muslim brothers and sisters are not well, the rest of the ummah is worried and concerned. We feel what our Muslim brothers and sisters feel. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us."
Dada pointed at the line of items at the bake sale table and asked,
"What do you girls want to buy?"
Humaira stared at all the things laid out in front of her. "Wow, these are a lot of food items. Will all of it be sold?" The lady at the table smiled and exclaimed, "Yes, inshallah, I hope we can sell all of these food items. Then the money will be sent to some helpers in Palestine who will deliver supplies and food for the families whose homes were destroyed." Zainab tippy-toed to take a better look at the selection. She peered at the table and asked,
"No pancakes here?"
Humaira took a look at the samosas and whispered to her sister,
"Zainab, these might be spicy. Only Dadi knows how to make the best non-spicy samosas."
Humaira scanned the food items and hoped to see something, anything that she would have liked to buy. But to her disappointment, she didn't even know how to answer the question that Dada asked. She didn't know what she wanted to buy at this bake sale. Humaira didn't want anything spicy. Humaira didn't want anything messy like the large sandwiches that were on display. And Humaira definitely didn't want any of the hot drinks that all the adults were purchasing. This bake sale was not what she had imagined it would be. Baba nudged her forward to show her a few cupcakes at the end of the table that were decorated with some colorful sprinkles. Humaira and Zainab both pointed at the cupcakes and finally decided to purchase those. The girls followed their Baba back to the car with their treats. On the drive back home, Humaira thought back to the bake sale table. She questioned, "Baba, how come there were not that many things for kids on the bake sale table?" Baba chuckled.
"Well, maybe they didn't know what kids would have liked. Maybe all the adults in charge thought their favorite foods and drinks would sell the most at the masjid."
Humaira shook her head.
No, that's not right. We need kid snacks and favorite kid things at bake sales too. Baba, let's do a bake sale for Palestine next Jummah. I will ask Dadi to make some non-spicy samosas."
Zainab interrupted.
"And Dada can make pancakes."
"Oh yeah, and Nana can bring his best cut-up fruits, while Nani can sell her best milkshakes."
Humaira was buzzing with excitement as all the ideas struck her for making the masjid bake sale even better for next week. Baba smiled widely.
"Okay, let's go back home and let everyone know that you will be needing their help and participation for next week's bake sale.
Zainab and Humaira discussed bake sale ideas all throughout the ride back home.
The bake sale is going to have all kid things.
Yes. Oh, maybe like cookies and sprinkles.
When they arrived home, Humaira was happy to see that all her grandparents were already home gathered for some afternoon tea. This was the special thing about visiting Botswana for Humaira and Zainab, the sight of their loved ones under one roof. Alhamdulillah. Humaira ran to the middle of the living room to make her announcement.
Assalamu alaikum. We have a big project to do together. Nana, Nani, Dada, Dadi, can you help me do a bake sale at the Masjid for Palestine?
That's going to be a huge project for all of us. Everyone will be involved. Zainab interrupted and ran to the middle of the living room next to her sister.
We need to make so many things. Pancakes, samosas, milkshake.
The grandparents were listening in surprise. Nani and Dadi almost got up immediately to start the preparation for this bake sale. Baba laughed at their reactions.
Don't worry. We have until next week to make these items. Please finish your tea. There's no rush or emergency.
Humaira giggled. Nani, Dadi, we will do this project for next Juma, inshallah. All the money we earn will go to special helpers who can help our Muslim brothers and sisters. Mama brought a paper and pencil to the living room. MashaAllah, what a great and beautiful idea, Humaira. Let's plan this together and figure out what all we need to make this bake sale a huge success. Maybe I should cook something to sell too. Mama started to write down all the ideas that the girls had for their upcoming bake sale. Baba felt so grateful to see his little girls want to make a difference to help out the ummah in their own unique way. He recalled the hadith shared in the khutbah quietly to himself.
The likeness of the believers in their mutual love, mercy, and compassion is that of the body. When one part of it is in pain, the rest of the body joins in its restlessness and fever.
Baba spoke up, making a dua for his girls.
May Allah allow you girls to always feel a deep sense of empathy for your Muslim brothers and sisters around the world. Ameen.
Mama finalized the bake sale items and wrote everything down on a list. The girls were so excited to go shopping with their Nana, Nani, Dada, and Dadi for their upcoming bake sale for Palestine.
Thank you for listening to today's story by Mrs. Hashimi.
Today's story was sponsored by my dear friend Nabila for her two daughters, Humaira and Zainab. I hope you enjoyed this story. Until next time, assalamu alaikum.